We have an exclusive segment on grace for you this morning on Wake Up With Hope.
We also have music by Resonance, and the Healthy Foodie returns with a delicious recipe.
John Bradshaw will have the devotional thought for us and more.
You are sure to be blessed, so don't miss it.
Good morning and happy Wednesday, and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. You know, I'm so thankful we made it through the middle of the week, and Friday is quickly approaching.
We sure did, friends. And it's a new morning and a brand new day to newly experience the love and hope of Jesus.
That's right. And did you know that today is National Bosses Day? Mm-hmm. It is a day for employees to thank their bosses for being kind and fair throughout the year. So take time today to thank your boss. And also don't forget to thank God as well.
Mm-hmm. It's also Unity Day. So let's celebrate by joining together and seeking unity with those around us.
You know, it's time to kick off our jam-packed program for the day. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1854, Abraham Lincoln, a relatively unknown lawyer and inspiring congressman from Illinois at the time, delivered a speech in response to the recently passed Kansas-Nebraska Act. In his address, the future president condemned the act and voiced his beliefs about slavery, labeling it as immoral. The Kansas-Nebraska Act essentially gave Kansas and Nebraska, two new territories, the power to determine whether slavery would be allowed within their borders. Unfortunately, Kansas adopted a pro-slavery stance, though this didn't stop Lincoln from continuing his fight. It was his determination that later led him to win the presidency.
You know, friends, that reminds us that certainly all people were created equal, and there's no superiority in God's eyes because of skin color, income status, or gender, or anything else. In fact, Jesus died for every single person on earth, no matter what our situation, our upbringing, our employment status, or even our reputation. He freely offers salvation to each one of us. It's a gift, ready for the taking. The only question that remains is, will you reach out and accept it? We hope so. I know.
Amen.
I want to. How about you?
Me too.
And we hope you do too.
Our friends from the Healthy Foodie are back this morning showing us how to make barley spring rolls. Melvin Warfield Jr. joins us now as he shares with us on today's segment of Grace Points.
So social media is really interesting. There are all sorts of phrases and acronyms and things that pop up, or, you know, kind of new language that pops up all over the place. And one of the things that I saw early on was people getting ready for the day, right? They're filming themselves getting dressed for special occasions, getting dressed for the day. And up on the screen pops four letters. G-R-W-M. And for the life of me, I couldn't figure it out. GRWM. Every time somebody's putting on a special outfit, every time somebody's getting ready for a special occasion, these four letters pop up on the screen. And then they start getting dressed, and sometimes the outfits are good, sometimes not so good, but they're inviting you into that personal space. It's a personal invitation into my preparation for the special occasion for the day. And those four letters mean get ready with me. That's what it means. GRWM. Get ready with me. As they're putting on their outfit, getting ready for the special occasion, they're inviting you into this intimate space to get ready with them. And I thought, that's interesting that somebody invites you to get ready with them as they're preparing for this special occasion. And then it dawned on me, that's what God does all the time. In fact, the Bible tells us in Colossians, this time we're in Colossians, Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 12, it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And this text popped into my mind because as people put on their special outfits to go out for a night out on the town or showing you their cool outfit, they just bought some new Jordans, some new J's, whatever, and they're trying to match the colors and they're putting it on, they're telling you, get ready with me. As a believer, I believe there's a greater experience. I believe there's something even more important that's coming for us. And the invitation that Scripture gives is to get ready with me. The Bible tells us all sorts of stuff to put on, not in the traditional sense. I'm not going down the lane of what kind of physical clothing you should be wearing. But Colossians tells you to put on gentleness and meekness, and above all of these things, put on love. Isaiah told you to put on the garment of praise. Ephesians tells you to put on the whole armor of God. And all of these things God is telling us as we prepare for the culmination of this life, the greatest special event of our entire existence, the thing that we anticipate, the coming of Jesus Christ. Because there's got to be something better than this world. There's got to be something better than the brokenness of our world, than the crazy politics, than the divisiveness of our communities. There's got to be more to it. And as believers, we understand that our Savior, our Redeemer, our reigning ruler, our returning King is coming for us. Jesus is coming again. In church, we sing songs that say, lift up the trumpet loud, let it ring. Jesus is coming again. And Scripture is all about preparing us for that great event. And every day you're putting something on. Paul isn't, in this word, Paul's not talking about clothing. He's talking about character traits. He's talking about character traits that you're putting on as a reflection of the character of God that make you irresistible to a dying world where they want to know more about the peace that you have, the love that you show, the joy that bubbles up in you. Paul is talking about character traits that you're putting on in preparation for the second coming of Jesus. Every day you're putting something on. Whether it's love or joy or peace or holiness or meekness, or whether it's bitterness or anger or grudge holding, arrogance, greed. My question to you is, based on what you put on today, what are you getting ready for? I'm looking forward to the coming of the Lord. And this is my invitation to you. Get ready with me. Because he promises, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. I want to be ready when he comes, don't you? Anyway, you all are great. Looking forward to seeing you next week. We're back on schedule. This is Grace Points. God bless you.
When we return, we'll have uplifting music by Resonance, and later John Bradshaw joins us to share devotional thought.
And if you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Friends, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. You know, we believe our program will fill your day with happiness and love.
It's now time for music by Resonance as they sing the song, The Call of the Kingdom.
What amazing love God has for you and for me to call us into His kingdom. Are you ready to accept His love today? Well, we hope you will embrace His love as you run into His open arms.
If you're enjoying today's program, be sure to share it with your friends. They can visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup.
We have to pause for a quick break, but after the break, we're going to have today's devotional thought by Pastor John Bradshaw.
Welcome back, friends.
John Bradshaw from It Is Written is with us here today to share devotional thought.
Hi there, this is John Bradshaw from It Is Written. I hope you are well and blessed and encouraged in the Lord. I believe there is a great day ahead today, and there's a great day ahead. Jesus is coming back to this earth soon, I believe, based on what we believe in the Bible. That's a great day that I hope you are looking forward to with all your heart. You might accuse me today of meddling just a little bit, although I promise you I'm not going to meddle. There are times that the Bible really comes close to us. Now listen, if you're studying Daniel chapter 12 or Daniel chapter 11 or Daniel chapter 10, I guess I could say if you're studying Daniel, but the prophecies of Daniel, which are found largely in the second half of the book of Daniel, honestly, they don't step on your toes. Now, you might have some closely held theological belief, a belief about the Bible, and you learn something, oh, that might challenge me. But unless that's happening, nothing about the prophecies of the Bible, those prophecies, really really has the potential to upset you, to really feel like it's bugging your heart or speaking to the intricacies of your life. Much of the Bible is, how do I say, I don't want to say theoretical, but intellectual. Can I put it that way? You're looking at a prophecy, you're looking at a psalm, you're looking at some history. But what about those parts of the Bible that really rub your fur the wrong way, or at least could do? So, that having been said, let's consider this. I'll ask you a question. Have you ever said something like, I just snapped, something like that? I just lost it. I didn't mean to, but I said what I shouldn't have said because just in the heat of the moment, I couldn't do anything else. You ever seen anything like that? Ever had that experience? Now, of course, you might not want to admit that. So let me ask about this. Do you know people who have? Yeah, of course you do. There's a phenomenon that we never had when I was a kid. At least no one talked about it like this, although I had seen it play out. And that's road rage. It's very common today. Maybe 10 or 15 years ago, it became a thing. But where people driving on the roads just get angry with somebody and they lose their sense and crazy things happen and road rage. Well, what were you doing, man? Oh, look, I was driving on the road. That guy did something dangerous. I just lost it. Next thing, I just lost it. You hear very tragic accounts of where somebody maybe got in a heated discussion and someone was insulted or wounded or some such thing, and somebody draws a gun and fires a shot, and often after that those are consequences that you cannot roll back. So this happens in a variety of ways, sometimes very tragic, other times maybe embarrassing or unsettling or uncomfortable or something that you regret. So what do you do about that? Here's what the Bible says in James 1 and verse 20. It says, the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God, it says in the King James. New King James says something very similar. Does not produce righteousness. You know people as well as I do who are just angry. Angry at the world, angry about whatever, mad at their boss, mad at their family, mad at you, mad at me. Just mad. They're just angry people. What does that actually accomplish? If you have a grudge, if you're angry, if you're mean-spirited, that can push you to some really unfortunate places. And at the end of the day, and I do mean that quite literally, you look back over the day, you will regret harboring those thoughts, indulging those passions, expressing that anger. You know what I don't think I've ever met? I don't think I've ever met a person who a day, a week, a month, or a year afterwards looks back and says, I'm really glad that I lost my temper. I feel so good about having lost my cool. Now, I've met people who say, I told him so and he deserved to have it, but that may be a horse of a different color. Do you ever feel like you grew as a person or you left a great impression or you helped a situation? No, you never felt that way. But many of us wrestle with controlling our temper. Now, what's interesting is this. Sometimes you can go through life and you're on a pretty even keel, but you just get in that situation and then you blow up. So why is that? I'll tell you why. It's because you have not practiced, you have not got into the habit of surrendering to God when the temperature gets turned up. I mean, when you're driving and it's 71 degrees and you stop at the supermarket and you get a parking space right out front and you walk inside and, hello, sir or madam, how are you? And, oh, wow, I came for beans and they're half price. And it's pretty easy to be a Christian under those circumstances. It's pretty easy to be an even-keeled human being. But then, you know, when everything starts falling apart and you get in this difficult situation, you feel like you've let people down, or you feel like you're not going to make it in time, you feel like someone has let you down, you can sometimes manifest behavior that the day before when things were even, you were not going to manifest. So what you want to do, connect to God and be in the habit of communicating with God. If you are that person who communicates with God on a moment-by-moment basis, on a situation-by-situation basis, then when you get squeezed, your default reaction is not to scream or shout or yelp or punch or claw. your default reaction is to turn to God and say, I'm being squeezed and I need your help. The good thing, if I can say that, about you losing your cool is it shows you that you've got a problem. And I don't mind telling you that if you're one of those people who loses their cool, you got a problem. It's showing you what's on the inside. So when that is revealed, when what's on the inside spills out, you realize that there's a problem on the inside. So you go to God and you say, you got to do something about that. And you go again and you go again and you go again. And here's the truth. Even though you might slip at times, you can get to the place where Jesus so fills you, where His Spirit so overtakes you, that you're not that angry, reactionary, irascible, cantankerous person that you used to be. Or you're not that person who goes along, and then flares up, and then settles down, and then goes on again. You don't want to be that person, because you feel lousy about yourself, other people feel lousy about you, and it doesn't represent the God of heaven. So we're going to let Jesus into our hearts. We're going to pray that prayer every day. We'll pray it during the day. When you get into a situation, say, I can feel the tension rising, that's when you pray again. Lord, I'm in a situation here. I know what happened last time. I lost my cool. I don't want to do it again. And you pray. Sometimes you got to pray, get up and leave the room. Sometimes you got to pray and block out the noise. Sometimes you got to pray and, I don't know, change the channel or whatever the case might be. Learn to answer in a sweet way. But it happens, doesn't it? Life is going on, and the next minute you are losing your cool. You are shouting at somebody. You are saying things that you don't want your mother to hear you say. You can do better than that, because Jesus at work in your life can do better than that. Be a better world if we all answered kindly and didn't lose our cool when our feathers are ruffled. God won't take away the ruffling. Sometimes He might. But He'll allow you to be ruffled so you'll see what's on the inside. Remember, anger doesn't work the righteousness of God. So give that to God and let God even you out and live a life with far fewer regrets. Have a great day. Looking forward to seeing you again. Until then, God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor John.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope and spending your morning with us. You know, we really enjoy our time together.
We sure did. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning. Faith for Today will join us to share a devotional thought. Plus, we'll have another Reflections of Hope episode. And Dr. Jennifer Jill Schwarzer will join us to talk about one of the deadly relationship sins. Don't miss it.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, that's hope.study. We are sure our free Bible studies will be such a blessing to you.
Well, we can't leave without sharing our daily Bible promise. And today's promise comes from Job chapter 36, verse 11.
It says, if they obey and serve Him, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity and their years in contentment.
You know, friends, if we obey God and serve Him, He promises success and contentment. You know, that's such a key word, contentment, especially in today's world. And so that promise is sure. Take hold of Him today, friends. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, today we can truly say that our hearts are content. We have received such wonderful blessings. Thank You for the inspiration and the hope. I pray that today, Lord, You would guard our hearts and keep our hearts content throughout the day. We love You and we trust You. Thank You for being so good to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.